Prince Albert. Four people charged in Prince Albert Police Service's crime reduction team's largest ever cocaine bust appeared in Prince Albert Provincial Court Monday. A warrant has been issued for a fifth person. Police seized 31 kilograms of cocaine, $55,000 in cash, gun parts and ammunition, cocaine cutting agent, and paraphernalia consistent with a large-scale drug trafficking operation. Spencer Evans, 27, and Jim Lakatos, 34, both of North Battleford, Santana Folds, 28, of Saskatoon, and Gordon Greer Vandale, 30, of Prince Albert were arrested. A warrant has been issued for Dean Marchand, 31, of Saskatoon. Lakatos and Evans are back in Prince Albert Court Tuesday for a show cause hearing. Folds has a show cause hearing set for March 23. The arrests came after members with the Prince Albert Crime Reduction Team concluded a multi-week investigation after learning of an operation where cocaine was being trafficked, said Charlene Tebbit, spokesperson for Prince Albert Police Service. Members of the Prince Albert Police Service Crime Reduction Team, with support from the Prince Albert RCMP, raided a property located in a trailer court north of Prince Albert on March 16. Greer Vandale is charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of proceeds of crime over $5,000, possession of prohibited ammunition, and breach of a conditional sentence order. Evans is charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of proceeds of crime over $5,000, and possession of prohibited ammunition. Folds is charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of proceeds of crime over $5,000, and possession of prohibited ammunition. Lakatos is charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of proceeds of crime over $5,000, possession of prohibited ammunition, and breach of probation. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of Marchand. He is charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking, possession of proceeds of crime over $5,000, and possession of prohibited ammunition. The Prince Albert Police Service's Crime Reduction Team is one of several teams funded by the Saskatchewan Ministry of Corrections, Policing, and Public Safety and has seven police members and one civilian analyst working to proactively investigate street gangs with a focus on illicit drug trafficking and possession of illegal firearms. Provincially funded crime reduction teams, CRT, help keep Saskatchewan communities safe, and are a critical addition to our evolving suite of policing tools, said Corrections, Policing and Public Safety Minister Christine Tell in a prepared statement. We are proud to support the investigative work that was done here to disrupt organized crime in Prince Albert and remove harmful narcotics from the streets. Jonathan Bergen, Chief of Police for the Prince Albert Police Service, said the investigation and seizure help support public safety in Prince Albert and surrounding areas. The second largest seizure of cocaine by members with the Prince Albert Police Service was just over 11 kilograms. Much of the suffering and pain we see in many communities is tied to addictions, and drug trafficking affects everyone, said Chief Bergen. When you think of what has been prevented with this seizure, I'm just so impressed with the work of our crime reduction team and our partner teams within the Prince Albert Police Service, including the Proactive Policing Unit, Forensic Identification Unit, and our Saskatchewan Trafficking Response Team, who supported this investigation. We recognize that many are suffering from addictions, and taking these drugs off our streets means less access and less harm. The Prince Albert Police Service Crime Reduction Team would like to acknowledge the Prince Albert Police Service's Proactive Policing Unit, Prince Albert Police Service's Forensic Identification Unit, Prince Albert Saskatchewan Trafficking Response Team, Saskatoon Police Service and the Regina Police Service for their assistance on this investigation. Police say additional charges may be laid as the investigation continues. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_SKTODAY.